Back to old school with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Like you went to Pius the Tenth. That's what Eden Prairie High School turned into after I left.
Yeah?
A bunch of softies, Pius the Tenth. Coach Grant took too easy on some of these kids.
We got a worked up Jay Foreman here on
I'm
old
not
school.
Worked up. I'm just like saying. These dudes just need to tighten up a little bit.
Yeah, well, we'll try to tighten up as we finish out here with another edition of Old School. Jay, we got a Monday night matchup of the Dolphins, who have won 7 straight games after losing 7 straight games.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And the Saints, who at any given time could have a guy off the street from Bourbon Street as their starting quarterback.
Right.
And it may not matter. So, what stands out for you tonight?
This is the game, in all honesty, the Dolphins should and have to win.
If they're going to the play, both of these teams to go to the playoffs,
they're both in the
tonight.
Hunt, right? Yep. And it's amazing that the Saints are still in the hunt because they've had
a billion injuries.
I mean, they're going to probably bring back Bobby Hebert out of the radio booth if they could to play quarterback. If you guys don't know who he is back when the Saints were decent enough under Jim Morris Sr. And he was number
what
3.
What about Aaron Brooks? They got his number still?
Aaron Brooks was awesome because he played a game in some Air Force Ones. That just lets you know what Aaron Brooks proceeded to take his football career and flush it down the toilet. But back to this game, this is a game that the Dolphins should win because their defense has been playing pretty good.
Yeah.
They got, if not the best corner, well, he's not the best corner because Diggs, but they have the second best corner in the league in Howard. They got young, fast linebackers, a pretty good defensive line. They've actually drafted their defensive line well. So their defense has been pretty consistent. Tua's actually been better than they give him credit for. It's amazing. They picked him, what, number 2? And then within a year, they're like, I don't know if he's the guy.
Yeah.
You better be riding with him because he's actually showing some progress.
Yeah, I think people have been really quick to give up on Tua, but he's not.
He's not what Todd McShay and those guys made him out to be.
Yeah.
But he's still – look, let me tell you something. I'll take Tua over Wilson and with the Jets. I'll take Tua over Sam Darnold.
I'd take Tua over Justin Fields.
Right now, yeah. Not in 3 years, no.
You really buying in on Justin Fields?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm
now, granted, if Ryan Pace is still there, then he's going to probably be up in Canada.
As a Vikings fan, I hope Matt Nagy has a job for life in Chicago. So
I would take Justin Fields over Kirk Cousins for sure.
The Vikings wanted to. They tried.
But then you got the Saints, right? The old Wiley Saints that just with Dennis Allen stepping in, defense played lights out against Brady. That defense has kind of been really, really good for the last like 4 years.
That group has been together
for
a while.
And they're good, right? They're tough. It's a hard game to pick because Ian Book's first. You say, oh, don't ever pick a rookie. I'm going to pick the Dolphins reluctantly because of Jake, but they're playing at home, right?
Yep.
I think it's going to be 17. I think it's going to be 20 to 17 Dolphins.
All right. Jay Foreman going 2017 Dolphins.
What do you think?
Tonight. I'm actually going with the Saints.
There's
something about the Saints this year. They're kind of this team of destiny. I think they're going to win this game, put themselves in a position, potentially get to the playoffs.
And beat somebody in the first round.
Right. I wouldn't want to play them.
I don't want to play them.
I wouldn't want to play
Because you know they're going to be well coached.
Yeah. Well, and they've got veterans on that team. And they don't mind. I don't think they'd mind being in the spoiler role. I don't think they envision.
Oh, no. They don't mind. And they don't mind winning a game 10-9 either.
Yeah. They won 9-0 last week. All right. Mike Shaver, Jay Foreman, Nick, this is Old School. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.